Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What is something that has a reputation, I should say, of being snake oil or BS, something that people do or eat or try that everybody else is like, fool, that actually works?
Oh, so it has to actually work.
You, okay. Yes, you have to really believe in it.
Okay.
In order to share.
Wait, so yeah, like home remedy kind of stuff.
Yeah.
The example I gave was that people say vinegar and newspaper clean windows. This person writes, I thought the ink would come off and make a bigger mess. It turns out the window is practically invisible when that happens. Someone else said you can also use coffee filters.
I believe that. I'll bet if you used vinegar and coffee filters. Yeah, that would be strong stuff. Good cleaning agent. I want to try that. I haven't. Because, yeah, newspaper. Because we live in an era now where you go, well, I'll grab a towel for that, or I'll use this special cleaner. But great-grandparent, they use vinegar for everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wouldn't that make everything stink?
Well, it'd smell like a salad for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
My neighbor uses a vinegar mixture, I don't know what the rest of it is, to spray for ticks and poison ivy.
Yeah,
they have significantly less poison ivy than the rest of us.
I know that there are a lot of those types of natural things that you can do for different types of weeds.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're all a little bit different. If you want to get rid of dandelions, what you need is baking soda and some Epsom salts or something, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know what they are.
Yeah, some weird combination.
I think people started to investigate it more when everyone was like, maybe I shouldn't use so much Roundup. I'm not one of those people.
No, but I heard that man talk about it. You can drink a whole cup of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm not an idiot.
Yeah, I figure in the amount that I use it, I'm not too worried about it. But boiling water and salt works. I would do it. I'd try that. It's cheaper.
Vinegar is also a great cleaner. Like if you get, if you don't have CLR, you don't want to use that on something. Water gets on, like out of the fridge. Mm-hmm. And it gets deposits on it that are hard to get
like
up.
Like the shower head.
Yeah. It works like a charm.
It's the same reason that ketchup is. Like, it's that acidity. Mm-hmm. And vinegar is in ketchup, so you can clean, like, tarnish. You just set something in ketchup for a while and clean it right up.
It says vinegar mixed with soap works as well as weed killer. That's what it is. Okay. Cure to stop uncontrollable hiccups, this texter writes from Nashville. Eat a spoonful of peanut butter.
And it'll stop hiccups.
Like in one bite, or do you...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you'd be sucking on it for a while. Maybe. Thankfully, I haven't had hiccups in quite some time. I usually get them when I laugh while I've been drinking. That's usually when I get those.
That'll do it.
Those are the hiccups I get.
I never get those lengthy hiccup bursts, though.
No,
I'll get a couple here and there, but nothing.
Bad
nothing
for the
too
people
bad.
That get them for days or weeks or years on end.
This person writes: liquid silver. No idea what it is, but my mom had me take it until I was 18, and I had perfect attendance K-12. Isn't that what that guy took that made him turn blue?
Yeah, the blue guy.
Isn't that like colloidal silver?
I think so. I don't know if that's a good idea.
I don't know. What do you look like, a Smurf?
I mean, I guess you stopped, so you'd be fine, right?
You know, you didn't miss school for being sick, but I didn't miss school from being sick from sixth grade until I graduated, and I didn't have silver. So yeah, I think it might be anecdotal.
Mm-hmm.
All of these are.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't think they all are. I mean, if you mix vinegar and soap and you put it on a weed and it kills it, then clearly that is not anecdotal. It works. I mean, you can see it. So,
magnesium as an overall supplement. Said it helped me with joint, nerve, muscle, heart, and breathing problems. The only one it can cure are ones that are caused by magnesium deficiencies. So that person is just saying vitamins if you have a deficiency. All right.
Okay. Well, but specifically magnesium. But yeah, I guess that matters on your body type.
What is the snake oil that you say really works? Something people perceive as snake oil.
Yeah, I want like, oh, if you shove rose petals in your ears, it'll cure a headache. Like, that's what I want.
Yeah.
But it has to actually work.
Yeah. Mm. You're like, I swear it actually works.
This text, ever since dirty blood is blue in your veins, I really struggle to separate fact from fiction in these segments.
It yeah. happens.
Yeah.
We're all just here to learn.
Yeah, that's our show's number one for learning stuff.
I think it is.
Maitland, do you
when
have
you
any?
You start off the most ignorant, you learn the most.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I swear by apple cider vinegar
for
like any GI tummy issues.
My wife literally just texted me that exact same mm-hmm. phrase.
I think I learned it more when I did the same diet program that Stephen Kelly did here with the station. Where they would have you drink it like 20 minutes before you ate because it helped your body break it down. And yeah, I was way less bloated. But also anytime I'm having acid reflux, I'll take a shot of apple cider vinegar and you can feel it like break up the whatever's making you feel that way.
It's really?
Crazy. You can feel it all the way down, but it works like instantly.
Wow.
It's weird. But everybody looks at me like I'm insane when I ask, do you have any apple cider vinegar? Because I have acid reflux.
And how much do you take? Like a shot?
Mm-hmm.
So just like that, you're like, well,
yep.
do a whole fast. Shot of it? Not yeah. just like a tablespoon or something, a teaspoon?
No, I tend to have more shot glasses laying around than clean teaspoons.
Hey, gotta use what you
more
have.
More shot glasses yeah. than teaspoons. That is.
So that's a valid point. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I bake a lot.
You
My
know what?
Teaspoons are always dirty.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, that's true, too. It sounds like a lie, you say, so you don't look like an alcoholic, but you do bake a lot. 1-800-947-3979. A lot of people verifying the peanut butter and hiccup thing. And other people are saying the whole onions and socks while you sleep when you're sick.
No.
I don't believe you.
Nope. I don't see how that translates.
That is
I
such
can't
an,
wrap my mind around that.
It's so old. Like, oh, all the sickness drained out of your feet into this onion.
Nope.
Yeah, to me, that's like right up there with, you need just some leeches.
Yeah, you need a good bleeding.
Yeah, yeah. You got an infection? Ah, okay.
Crack open your head.
Yeah, we're just going to bleed you out a little bit.
1-800-947-3979. Eating pickles and watermelon together will cure erectile dysfunction. Come on.
Pickles and watermelon?
Howings, will you try that tonight?
I don't have ED, thank you very much.
They make pills for that. You don't need to eat a pickle and watermelon together.
Did work, you'd rather eat a pickle and watermelon than pay for some pills.
Yeah, that's
true. I mean,
true,
those are just common things that end up on a picnic plate, so it's not that big of a deal, but
everybody's always boning at picnics.
That's what true. They
I mean, yeah, that is a sexy place.
Yeah, well, sometimes you got good-looking cousins.
Yeah, right? Everything's so hard there. If you are cutting onions and it makes you cry, put a moist towel next to your cutting board and you won't cry at all. I know people will hold a slice of bread in their mouth. It serves as like an air filter, so the onion stink hits the bread.
But what was that one? Put a moist towel next to it?
Yeah.
Oh. So like it would
like draws it down?
Yeah. All right.
I don't cut onions enough to make that be a big deal in my life.
No. I avoid onions.
No.
This one, if you get bit by a poisonous snake, don't worry. Just put an onion and in a sock and pull the sock over the injury and you'll be just fine.
I swear it works.
You put the snake in the sock.
Yes.
The snake eats the onion. And
yes.
And the onion pulls the venom out.
And then you
thereby
put a
killing
wet
the snake.
Towel, and then you clean the wound with vinegar and newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
Or a transparent leg.
Hot toddies and smelling horseradish when you get a cold. So you drunk and smell something spicy?
I mean, it will clear you. I don't remember. Cinnamon, I think.
Dime-a-tap.
But, I'll definitely sniff horseradish when I'm stuffed up. It'll clear your head right up.
Yeah, it's probably like Afrin.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, whoa.
Okay. Yeah. Anybody have skin tags?
I have got a couple little guys. Yeah.
Would you like to get rid of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got one up on
take
my neck.
Take a cotton ball.
Yeah.
And then you tape it over the skin tag with apple cider vinegar on it.
Okay.
Similar to the way like a phlebotomist would
okay.
put the cotton ball and the Band-Aid over it.
Yeah.
When you get a shot.
Yep.
All right.
And it will get rid of that skin tag, but you got to leave it there for like a week.
Oh,
and I assume
so it's just slowly like eating your skin away.
You got to keep adding the apple cider vinegar.
Oh, yeah. It's not that big of a deal.
No, I got rid of a skin tag once by taking dental floss.
No.
Tying it and pulling it real tight. And after it was, I think it was the next day, it was.
God, please, yeah. No. No.
Pluck it right off.
No.
Yes.
Listen to this one.
Don't like that.
Are you having a problem with cysts on your ovaries or kidney stones and stretch marks? Cold-pressed organic castor oil. Pour it in your belly button and lay on your back for 30 minutes. After 30 minutes, rub it into your stomach. It'll help you with all of those things.
I don't know about that.
I feel like that.
Well,
somebody commented on social media, sour cream on a sunburn. It sounds weird and gross, but it works to soothe the pain better than aloe. And, you know, that makes sense. I mean, they tell you to eat dairy when your mouth's on fire.
That's true.
Well,
that's a good point.
Spice. Oh,
and then you smell like a taco bar.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know some people say put butter on a sunburn.
Yeah. Yeah. So same theory.
So you smell delicious.
Put butter on before you go out in the sun.
That way you smell like a roll.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.